is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
You are the chosen generation. His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. You are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom. And it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail. They had no idea which way God was going to deliver. Whether he was going to come down 45th Street, down Roosevelt Avenue, whether he was going to come by airplane, by ship, or by automobile, they had no idea what form he was going to come in. But one thing they did know, that the God that they serve, he will deliver you. If you take your kingdom and the word of your king, and you stand on it, everything around you must alter itself.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will pay you back.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We have another powerful teaching for you today. We're teaching on your day of justice. Now, this teaching, we're going to be talking about removing all boundaries. Jesus said this. He says, just like I am in the world, but not of the world, so are you in the world and not of the world. He said, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but just keep them from the evil that is in it. He's talking about the fact that you and I are not limited by this world's boundaries. Now, another thing we're going to cover in this teaching is the fact that Satan is a negotiator. Yes, he will. He'll try to come and get you to compromise or negotiate you out of your rights. Well, let's remember this. You and I are really the inheritors of the entire earth. Jesus got it back, and we're to reclaim it. Praise God. So let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called Your Day of Justice.
There are some boundaries in our lives that God didn't put there that's got to be removed. And you got to get the Word of God to remove them. Say amen to that. And the Word of God is designed to kick down fences. There's a choke point in your life. And so when I say you can buy your car cash, girl, did you hear that? You need to come out of that. Say amen to that. Folks, you can buy houses cash. Not one house. Houses. But see, it won't happen unless you just make up your mind, hey, I'm going to believe this. Let's go back to Exodus, please. Exodus chapter 8. Okay, so they're coming out of here. And the next thing you know, now, Satan is a negotiator. Satan is a negotiator. Now, his job is to negotiate with you because he couldn't stop you from being saved. But now he's trying to negotiate you out of some of the things that you should be receiving.
Right.
Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm saying this is what we want to go to right now. Because the church been leaving some stuff on the negotiating table.
Come on now.
Say amen to this. So we have one in Exodus chapter 8. Look at verse 28. Now this is Moses sent down here to get these children of Israel out of slavery. Pharaoh's going to have to let them go. Now watch what Pharaoh said. He said, I'm going to let them go. No, God said Pharaoh is going to let them go and they will spoil the Egyptians. Verse 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. That means pray for me. Well, Moses ended up praying for him because we ain't mad at nobody. But notice how he negotiated. He said, now, listen, I'm going to let you go, but listen, don't go so far that I can't see you. Or whatever. Now, that's not the deal. And Moses has to turn this deal down. Now, I'm saying, well, let's look at another one. We looked at these last time, but I want to go further. He said here, he said in chapter 10, verse 24, and Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go ye and serve the Lord your God. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Don't take your livestock. And let your little ones also go with you. What did Moses say? Did Moses say he's going to have a deacon board meeting and check this out to see if you know? No, he didn't need to. He knew what God said. Now I'm saying something to us that the enemy has tried to negotiate us out of this earth. This earth doesn't belong to Satan or his family. Now, I want you to get this because this is key. This earth that you're in right now belongs to the Lord. And according to Romans chapter 8, you have been made a joint heir with him. That whatever he has inherited, you have inherited. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 115 and verse 16, the heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, all things are yours. I'm only telling you, wait a minute. The enemy is trying to negotiate us out of something here. He's trying to make us think that the whole earth doesn't belong to the kingdom. So he tells us, okay, you can have Bibles in schools, but they have to be private schools. Now, am I right about it? And that is not the deal. The deal is, hold it. We own the whole earth. You can't tell us to go in this little corner and have our little Bible study, and then, devil, you take all of this. Well, that's what happened. We went to the negotiating table and gave over these bunch of kids. And now the enemy has gotten them. They're in violence. They're in gangs. Put them in jail. Put a metal detector in the schools. The teachers can't teach. The so forth and so on. Why? Because somebody gave it over. Somebody sat at the table and negotiated that thing. Come on now. Now he told Joshua something. Go to Joshua chapter 1, please. Devil is a liar. You see, it's easy to sit up in here and say, praise the Lord. But what about standing up and facing the music? Facing all this mess that's going on out here today. Wait a minute. Knowing that nothing can touch you. Because when Moses thought Pharaoh could kill him, he ran. But when God showed him, hey, vengeance is mine. I will recompense. Can't nobody touch you unless I say so. Matter of fact, Pharaoh can't even think about touching you. As many times as Moses went down to Egypt and told and pointed his finger in Pharaoh's face, said, let my people go, Pharaoh not one time called the guys in, say, arrest him, put him in jail, persecute him, whatever. Not one time did he touch him. Why? He couldn't even think like that. God can control a heathen's
thoughts. And he hath made it so in his word. He said, I'm Lord over the heathen. Say amen to that. God is in all kinds of systems. I remember one person in this ministry. They were going to buy a car, and they went down there to buy the car. And once they got down there, sat down, the guy, they picked out the car. The guy looked at it, because they'd been hearing faith teaching. Looked at it and saw their credit was so bad. He said, look, we can't do anything for you right now. And the Spirit of God said to the guy, get up, get your wife, go and march on the car 7 times. And he got up, just obeyed God, and went out on the showroom floor. Now, everybody's sitting in there, and he and his wife marching around that car. Come on, it don't make sense, but it's going to make faith. And he marched around that car, and then sat down again and said, God said, tell him to check it again. He said, could you check it again? He said, we just looked at it. He said, no, sir, could you just look at it again? He said, well, if you say so, I'll look at it, and wait a minute, I must have put the wrong thing in here. God had erased every bit of that. He can go into the computer. He can go all the way to, you better hear what I'm telling you, and reverse it in a day. Now, I'm just saying, that we want to get good credit, so forth and so on. But there are some ways that the enemy has used a fact that we didn't know some stuff and put us in the bad situation that we're in. God kept records of it. It's called recompense. He's going to reverse what the devil did and make him pay you for every time you've been humiliated. Man, this has got to be preached. Say amen to this. That's where I'm going. I'm going into manifesting the sons of God. You are the chosen generation. Say amen, amen. I'm telling you, this is a time to shout and praise God. Because God has kept some records. We need that money because we're going to get this earth back in order. Say amen to that. We cannot stop until we see the manifestation of the sons of God. Until we see the word become flesh. God said, my word will not return to me void, but it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. So that means where he said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Jesus is not going to be around here until that scripture manifested. Where he said in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 31 that God will recompense us in this earth. That means every pair, every damage, everything that the enemy has humiliated you in, stolen from you, astounded from you, scammed from you, cheated you out of, it's got to come back. I'm telling you right now, God needs the wealth, because with the wealth, we're going to fulfill the call that God has on our lives for this generation. We need to have the wealth. It is our responsibility to get people saved, and we're going to save them and finish the job, because we are the chosen generation. We're its saints of God. And favor is powerful. I said favor ain't fair. Favor can turn a slave into a master in 24 hours. Favor can make you poor and go from poverty to riches in 24 hours. I'm talking about favor will change your credit report on every credit system in the world. I'm talking about favor. It'll open a door for you that a man can't open. I'm talking about favor. It'll get you a job that you ain't even qualified for. I'm talking about favor.
Now, two places and we're done. Let's go sit down. Let's go to Joshua chapter 13. Joshua chapter 13. I can feel some faith in here now. I told you Joshua chapter 1, I forgot to read you that. He said, be of good courage. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Pharaoh couldn't touch Moses, couldn't even say nothing mean to him. That's the way God's going to be with you. Isn't this powerful stuff? Look at Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years. But watch this. And there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Folks, I know the body of Christ has been here for a while, but there remaineth quite a bit of land that we're going to have to possess. Say amen to that. Amen. Let's go over to Luke chapter 18 and we're done. Folks, it doesn't require centuries to do what we're going to do, because we're going to override time. The vengeance of God covers every kind of attack against you and your family. You have just become impervious. Impervious. That means incapable of becoming injured or impaired. You have just become impervious. You see, the justice system of the world is the one of the main targets of demonic abuse. The justice system. And we're coming up against it now. Verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. This is Jesus talking to his disciples and to the people who listened. That men ought to always pray and not to faint. And I've used this before and I've taught it on prayer. But let's go further. Saying, there is a city, in a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded a man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. I understand she's come before a wicked judge. And there are some wicked judges. I understand there's some good judges, but there are some judges that are being used by the enemy. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not the God of not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them when? Speedily. You see, there was an unjust judge. And this particular judge was not a good judge, not an honest judge, not a judge to judge righteously. But this woman knew her rights. And she said, wait a minute. Something gonna have to give here. And she said, avenge me of mine adversary. Now understand, she's calling for justice. And I want you to see something here, that when you say avenge, God not only hears stop the attack, stop the harassment, and stop afflicting and humiliating my people, but God hears this. He's going to make somebody pay the damages for what was done. Say amen to that. Now, we're going to talk about that some next time. But I'm here to tell you, you got something coming in. You see, he said, I want you to spoil his house. Now, we're not against people, but it's the devil behind it. And we're going to spoil his house because the thief is the one we're after. I got to turn to this. Come on over to Proverbs chapter 6. Let's just go out there. Proverbs chapter 6. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. He says this. Verse 30. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore how much? Sevenfold. And he shall give what? All. When God hears the word avenge, he hears payback. That the damages are going to have to be paid. So I'm saying, don't get comfortable in just being saved. Understand this. That, wait a minute, I got a house, I got two cars, and so forth. Oh, well, don't get comfortable. There's much more that you're supposed to have. We don't have to be mad at nobody. We don't have to say, I'm going to get you at 3 o'clock. Jesus Christ. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will pay you back. Praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, it's called Your Day of Justice. Now, one of the things that's brought out in Hebrews chapter 10, he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will recompense. Now, what am I saying here? He's saying that I'm the one that's going to take care of those things that have been done against you. In other words, you and I don't have to get angry. We don't have to say, I'm going to get you at 3 o'clock. All of that emotional retaliation, all that goes out the window. Because God now is going to make it so he'll make sure you get paid back. This is our day. Praise God. Well, we're going to give you some more information on how you can receive this teaching on Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, and I'll be right back.
In this set time of God's justice, we are the chosen generation called to rule and reign in God's kingdom over the whole earth.
His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. You are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom. And it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail.
Your Day of Justice, Volume 3. Will disclose the power of the believer that carries the anointing to alleviate the suffering of humanity.
The believer carries enough power called the anointing on the inside of him or her that they can go out and they can actually alleviate the suffering of a section of humanity and leave no trace of the devil's curse and work in their lives.
In this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why Satan's job is to negotiate and make you compromise your kingdom authority, how your kingdom stand will alter everything around you, why the vengeance of the Lord is your recompense and nothing can touch you, and much more.
Nothing can hurt you because when you stand, you become impervious.
To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Romans 8 declares that this earth belongs to the Lord, and being made joint heirs with Christ, we share in his inheritance.
All right, this is Your Day of Justice. Praise God. This is Volume 3. Now, this is the last volume in the series of Your Day of Justice. Now, this is powerful here because I strongly recommend you get this teaching.
and listen to it over and over again. A lot of people are very bitter about the justice system of this world. And the justice system of this world is one of the main targets of the enemy because he is full of injustice. But we have a higher court that we can go to. Praise God. And it's brought out this teaching right here. So I strongly recommend it. Write us, call us right away. We have people standing by, turning this tape and series around, getting out to you, because this is your day of justice. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner or to sow a financial seed today, go online to www.billwinston.org. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ.
Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking. Transform your life.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.